Well, first and foremost, I said I'll say I've learned a lot, definitely. Coming into this space, I've had the beautiful opportunity to share space and conversation with many non-binary humans, transgender, female as well, and hearing their stories and just learning what how much, again, like I was saying before, how much time and effort they've actually put into this and what it actually might mean to earn that label of being a sex worker. And I've had to check myself many times, like, you know, just recognizing my privilege. And like one of the things, this was a while back, actually, when we first had a conversation, I had this idea of creating a program that would reconnect sex workers to their work-life balance. Because I was noticing that, yeah, a lot of sex workers that I was in contact with were making or generating large sums of money, but forgetting to address their life, like what it means for them to enjoy their life. And someone mentioned to me, oh, this is a very privileged program to be offering, because some people, to have work-life balance as a sex worker is like, it's a nice thing. It's not always something they have as an option. So overall, I just say it's been really eye-opening. And also, basically a very profound learning lesson to check my ego at the door and realize that there's people that have been in this business a lot longer than me. They've been navigating and putting up, you know, fighting for these rights for a lot longer than I have. And yeah, so that's, I would say that's mostly it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, man. And something that I'm curious about is like something you shared at the beginning of this conversation is like intention, or I think you said the energy that you wanted to imbue your work with and like the reason behind doing it. And something you said was like, you know, the porn that a lot of us access, you know, the mainstream porn is just kind of like a sliver of the sexual experience, right? Like a tiny piece of this pie. And I wanted to speak to you about, maybe where do I want to start with this? Because this is a huge conversation. And I think like the first place that I want to start is like ethical porn, right? Because I've spoken a bit about pornography on my social media channels. And the first thing I always have to do is make the distinction between like what porn I'm talking about. Because the first thing that people, you know, think of, the first thought that pops into their head when I say pornography is that tube site, mainstream, very stereotypical, I'll say, porn. And so I always have to share with them, look, you know, that, yes, that's pornography, but also so is this over here, which is more diverse, more inclusive, usually independently produced, right? As you were saying, it's not owned by a big studio, big conglomeration. It's quote unquote fair trade, right? People are getting paid and there's consent and safe sex practices and things that are involved, which can be involved in mainstream porn. I don't want to say that they're not, but are oftentimes left out of any video. So oftentimes, you know, ethical porn can show stuff like that, like conversations and asserting of boundaries and condom usage and things like that. So that's the first like distinction that I have to make. And I wanted to get your take on this conversation as well, based on the content that you're producing. And I suppose like to boil this down into a question, because I've been rambling, is your content ethical porn? Could you label it ethical porn?
Yes. I love the net, like what you worked through there. And it's a great question. I'd say I'm getting there in the sense that when I had these reflections, and I still do, I realize that as a creator, we sometimes get ourselves in the position where we're asking too often, what does the audience want? Not what is it true to me to create? How do I express myself? Because there's a fear of that, if I create something, will it be accepted? And this is kind of like a navigation of expression versus validation. And when I really want to express myself and I'm just putting that forward, I feel like it's ethical. And when that comes about, I'm showing the whole navigation from the conversation to the in-between moments, the whole orchestration of the sexual container, or I'm bringing forth like a breathwork practice and a meditation leading up into the masturbation or something like that. So now that when I've come into those moments, which I understand what that is now, I'd say that for me, that's ethical. It's this, like, I'm not creating because I want to be validated, nor am I trying to appease the audience. I'm doing it because this comes from me, and it's the whole thing. And it's a very vulnerable space. I think that's how I know it's ethical, or it's integral, because I'm like, ooh, this feels a little sticky, feels a little vulnerable offering that. But those are the parts that we don't show or we don't talk about, but I think need to be seen and understood, and that it's not just penetration, it's not just the heat of the moment. This is definitely a part, but there's everything in between that actually creates the symphony.